this station. Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars. Well, it could just be ours. Let's fade into the
Welcome back in. Tuesday edition of the Mike Rutherford Show, 1450, 96.1, the Big X. Streaming live. People are saying they're having issues with the stream again. Let me throw this number out. I put it on the tweet every single day announcing the show. If you want to, a fail-safe way to listen to the show, if your preferred stream is not working, if you call this number, write this down, put it in your phone, whatever, 518-931-1125. I'm going to say it again, 518-931-1125. Simply call that number, and you'll be able to listen to the show through your phone. It's people never had an issue with it. It always works. The stream, when we get too many listeners, it screws up. And I know people get frustrated there. So the phone number, I put it on the show tweet every day at Car Chronicle on Twitter. You can always listen to the show there. 502-414-1450 is the Thornton's text line. We'll get back to your text in a moment. We're going to have Louisville men's head basketball coach Pat Kelsey. I know he's wrapping up or has wrapped up his appearance on the ACC Network, the ACC PM show. He's been making the rounds, the media availability. I know Louisville fans genuinely appreciate this because this is something that, if we're being honest, we would have forgiven if Kenny Payne had won at a high level, but it was something that just didn't happen. And when the losing happened, the lack of availability for the head coach, I think, frustrated more people as time went on. We want to know everything as fans. I think we're okay with knowing, with not knowing if the wins come, but the preferred method as a Louisville fan is to just kind of be ready for everything. And Pat Kelsey doing all these shows, going on TV, keeping us updated with all things is a fantastic start. I think the availability has been wonderful. And speaking of availability, he's going to join us right now. Hopefully we can get the phone line to work. It is Louisville men's head basketball coach Pat Kelsey making his first appearance here on the Mike Rutherford Show. Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us here.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor.
I'm doing well. People are very concerned that I'm going to turn this into a Cincinnati Reds nerd out. And so I'm not going to ask you if you're worried about Buck Farmer getting overused this year. But just know that I desperately want to. That's where I want to take this, but I'm going to stick with mostly basketball things.
Yeah, I desperately want to too, but we're going to kind of do it in a passive-aggressive way because woe is me about T.J. Antone's elbow again. It was a bad hit. But anyway, we digress. We could talk Cincinnati Reds all day long.
We could. We will at some point. I want to ask you, I know you've been doing the media rounds. You've talked about this a number of times.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, I think you've used the phrase, it's like drinking out of a fire hose through a straw. Is there going to come a time where you feel like you've got your feet set, the head can stop spinning a little bit? Has that started to happen at all a little bit?
Yeah, I probably should have phrased that better because, the way kind of I operate is you attack it, you run at it, and, we're not so much drinking out of a fire hose with a straw. Like, I'm at the point right now I'm just trying to eat the fire hose, we're getting after it. My staff's doing an unbelievable job. But I love doing this type of stuff. It's fun. I love engaging with the fans. Obviously have an opportunity to sell and promote our program. This, my boots just got on the ground here, but it's one of the most storied, tradition rich programs in the history of college basketball. And the passion that the fan base has for this program is palpable. You can tell, right? It's bubbling, as I like to say, it's simmering and they're just waiting to explode. And, no matter where I go around town, people have been unbelievable, welcoming, excited for our family to move here. We are still undefeated, which that helps. But it's awesome. We walked into a restaurant the other day and they bust out the Go Cards chant. It's awesome.
You're clearly somebody who grew up basketball insane, kind of like the rest of. I would assume the majority of people listening right now consider themselves to be under that same umbrella. What was your view of Louisville growing up?
I'm sorry, what did you say? What about Louisville?
What was your view of Louisville basketball growing up? What do you remember about following the Cards or watching them
goodness.
From afar?
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is the red jacket of Denny Crum. I've told this story a couple times. I remember when Louisville came to Cincinnati, to play Xavier. And obviously there was a long time that they were in the same conference with the University of Cincinnati, but it's almost like UK and U of L in this state. You know, there's probably some houses divided, and we weren't big University of Cincinnati fans because my dad played at Xavier growing up, and I grew up going to basketball camp there and all that. And they came to the Coliseum to play Xavier, and I just, gosh, the mystique. I just remember them coming out of the tunnel and having that Louisville across their chest, and you know, this is coming off national championships, and it was like, oh, I was awestruck. I was blessed my freshman year in college. I was a point guard at the University of Wyoming. Ended up transferring to Xavier and playing for the late, great Skip Prosser. But my freshman year at Wyoming, we played Louisville in Laramie, 7,256 feet up in altitude. And it was just kind of a full circle moment. I remember being in the layup lines and the buzzer sounds, and ball's about to be tipped, and I look over and legendary Hall of Famer, one of the greatest coaches in the history of our game, Denny Crum, standing over there. It was pretty darn cool.
I mentioned the basketball crazy part of it in a good way. Like, you know, we live, breathe, eat, sleep this 365 days a year. But the other side of that is, I mean, you've got a-holes like me talking about you on the radio for 3 hours a day pretty much every single day. Like, that's different from Winthrop in Charleston. Are you ready to kind of deal with people second guessing all this stuff and talking about every single move? It's an adjustment for sure.
You know, you want to be somewhere. And look, I've been blessed at all the places. Basketball is very, very important, right? I mean, I think grew up a Xavier guy, played at Xavier, coached at Xavier, and that's a place that, you know, they kind of staked the future of the university 30 years ago on the success of men's basketball. You know, they invested heavily in it, and it became a premier program. But it's very, very important there. You got to win, right? And you know, Winthrop's a basketball school. College of Charleston's a basketball school. There is no football. Totally different, in no comparison to the fervor, if you will, that they have here. Listen, this is a city of over 1 million people. Somebody told me the other day, I don't know if this is true. Hopefully it is, because I'm telling recruits it, but it's one of the biggest metropolitan cities in America to not have a major professional sports team. And you know what the major professional sports team in town, it's Louisville. You know, it's Louisville basketball. And I get it. You know, they're out of those 1 million people, there's pretty close to 1 million assistant coaches. And it's a knowledgeable basketball area, a knowledgeable basketball state. There's probably a couple states that would argue, but I would make a strong argument that this is the best basketball state, most passionate basketball state in the entire country. So you want to be a place, man, where you're not trying to draw blood out of a rock, as I like to say, and create excitement, create energy, create passion. It's already there. You want to be somewhere where there's not apathy, where it matters. So you know what you signed up for when you're sitting in this seat. And, you know, I said it at my press conference. What I do a pretty good job of is really, really focusing on the present, being where I'm at, being excellent at the next thing. And the outcome takes care of itself. Obviously, this city, this university, you know, wants a winner. They dream of national championships. And to be here and to be the person in charge of bringing this program back to that level is something very exciting, and it's something that that I'm attacking.
I heard you on with Jim Rome talking about the new challenge of, you know, last year coming off of a historic season at Charleston, you find yourself with four scholarship players and needing to bring in an almost new entire roster of guys. It's the same thing now here. You've got 10 scholarships available. And so you talked about it's talent acquisition, player evaluation, but then once they all get here in June, it's all about getting them on the same page, moving in the same direction. How do you do that? How did you do that last year? Is there team building exercises? What's your secret sauce to get everybody on the same page?
Well, I think a very, very important part of success in collegiate basketball in today's day and age is being able to do exactly what you just said. And we got a pretty darn good track record of bringing your group together, galvanizing them, getting them on one accord, and then striving forward on a common goal. It's pretty darn simple, man. Like, I think, you know, culture eats strategy for lunch. That's what we say all the time. Like, you know, our goal coming off a 31-win season where we won 22 games in a row at Charleston, we went to the NCAA tournament, lost to San Diego State, the heartbreaker down the stretch, and they went to the national championship game, which could have easily been us. You know, when we met with our team, when we got back together in June, it was a new team. You know, we had to start over again. We lost a lot of grad transfers, you have guys, whatever. And our only goal, we never said go back to the tournament, never said go to a Final Four. It was simply, and I learned this from Jay Wright. I read it, right? Jay, I'm not saying I talk to him every day, I'm not name dropping, but I read this one time after they won the championship, whatever that was, 2015, 14, whatever. And he said, our only goal is to improve our culture. And you talk about a monumental task because our culture was so elite. And the goal was to make it better, right? And it's, I think the great organizations can define in great clarity what their purpose is. And I said this at our press conference. If Disney is, I think I said at the press conference, Disney is to make people happy, FedEx is to get it there, Louisville basketball is 25 strong, and that's everybody in our organization doing their job with excellence every single day. And on the floor, it's relentless effort, competitive excellence, and the power of the unit. And our guys can recite that in their sleep, right? You have to coach culture. You got to coach chemistry. You got to coach your standards in every single day. I said this, and I love this line. I'm not the CEO. I'm the CRO. I'm the chief reminder officer that reminds everybody what our standard is every second of the day and every repetition of every practice. That's how we do it. And it sounds simple, but you have to be dogmatic in your approach and in upholding your standard in everything you do.
Talk with Louisville men's head basketball coach Pat Kelsey here on the Mike Rutherford Show. Coach, before you even had gotten the job, we were getting texts into our text line here on the show about breaking down your five-out transition offense, how you send five to the glass to offensive rebound. Like, people just breaking down all of your philosophies and your schemes at Charleston and back at Winthrop. When you make the jump to a place like Louisville and you presumably have maybe a different pool of players to work from, do you schematically, do you say, what I've always done has worked insanely well, it'll transition here? Are there certain elements that you say maybe that's not going to work as well here? Or is it sort of a feeling out process?
Yeah, I mean, I think any coach will morph his system in some way, shape, or form to a certain degree based on individual players in the roster they have year in, year out. Like, you'll make tweaks from time to time. We have a system that's been very successful for us, and we kind of recruit pieces to fit that. You know, it was kind of ironic that we played Alabama in the first round of the NCAA tournament this year, because Nate Oates and I had seen each other on the road before, and we talked about the similarities of our analytics and our metrics and our whole profile, both on the offensive and defensive end. And, you know, so offensively, I think it's a very forward-thinking, modern basketball approach. I mentioned it at the press conference, Nick Nurse's influence on my philosophies on the offensive end. You know, on the defensive end, you know, people talk a lot about times of our scoring and our pace and efficiency on offense, and, you know, but if you looked at our practices, you know, there's a much higher percentage of time that's devoted on the defensive end to the offensive end, right? To win championships, you got to be a tough, nasty, tenacious defensive team. And, you know, we believe in what we believe in, and our system has produced a lot of results over the years, and I think it's gonna be great here moving forward.
I know Charleston has a good rivalry with the Citadel. I think Winthrop has a good rivalry with Coastal Carolina. Louisville and Kentucky obviously are it's a contentious rivalry. It consumes the state a lot of times when it's burning the brightest. And we're going to have people whenever Kentucky hires their next head coach.
Hold on, let me write that down. It's the first time I've heard that. It's a rivalry. No, I'm just kidding. It's what makes sports great. What's make college sports great? Rivalries are gets people riled up. It generates excitement. I mean, whether you're talking about Michigan, Ohio State, my hometown, Xavier, and Cincinnati, You know, you have Red Sox, Yankees. I mean, we could go on and on. Louisville, Kentucky is real, and that's awesome. It's awesome. So, you know, Coach Prosser used to say all the time, like, you know, you got to win some because, you know, it'll stop being a rivalry if you don't. and I get it. You know, I get that there are houses divided. And I get that you're not allowed to wear one single iota of a piece of blue. I think I have some socks on today with just a little tint, and I'm a little nervous. Keep pulling my pants down farther so you can't see it when you walk, because I don't want to get a turnover. But it's awesome. It's what makes college basketball great. It's what makes this state great, right? The greatest basketball state in the United States of America.
I mean, I kid you not. When they name their head coach and they start to get their roster together, we will have people texting the show in May saying, do you think we're going to beat them in December? Give me a score prediction. Like, it will happen. Like, this is it's a weird deal around here. I know it's a unique circumstance walking into Louisville now, but big picture wise, your mentality when it comes to assembling a roster, is it going to be, do you want to lean heavily on the portal? Do you want to do traditional recruiting of high school players? Is it going to be a mix, or are you not sure in this early stage?
Yeah, I think definitely it has to be a mix. I think that's very, very important. You know, I think there's a saying that I believe in, that anymore in today's day and age, especially with the transfer portal, you have to get old and do your best to stay old, right? You see some of the to have a roster full of too many young guys that are still wet behind the ears, and they haven't been through the rigors, and it's one advantage, especially for another year of the additional COVID year that a lot of these kids are getting. And you have fifth and sixth year guys that are still playing college basketball, man, and that's impactful. That's significant to have that extra year of maturity and development, extra minutes played and logged at the collegiate level. So obviously we're going to utilize that and tap into that, but it's very, very, very important that you have balance and you have a mix between, you know, young guys recruiting the high school ranks and the portal, no question.
Well, Coach, I just want to say, you know, I think you can already tell how much this thing means to so many people around here and how desperate so many of us are to get it back to feeling the way that it was supposed to. And I think the first step in you communicating that that's going to happen is just showing that you're going to do everything that you possibly can. And I think we felt that, we appreciate that, and you've brought the buzz back to Louisville basketball, and we're very excited about the future. So thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it. It's been fun. Be out there and talking to the various media outlets and connecting with the fans. Something called like Twitter Space. I don't even know what the heck that is. I'm getting old. But did a couple of those. It's awesome, man. It's a blessing to be here, and it's fun to talk Louisville basketball. Cards up.
All right, he's Pat Kelsey.
I'm sorry, L's up, go Cards.
You got it. Either okay. One works for us. We're good.
You know what I meant. You know what I meant.
He's Pat Kelsey. Let's beat the Brewers tonight. Let's get it done. Let's get this thing started the right way. And hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime soon, Coach.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
All right, big thanks to Pat Kelsey there making his Rutherford Show debut. Good stuff talking about the early stages of leading this Louisville basketball program into what we hope is a very, very successful next act. And also, you know, I didn't do it. I didn't nerd out about the Reds. I asked made one Buck Farmer joke, and we moved on. He made the TJ Anton reference, who it breaks my heart a little bit that his arms hurt. But good stuff there. I think genuine questions about I like what he had to say. It's tough to answer some of these questions when you're, 2 weeks into the job? Some of it has to happen organically as far as roster construction and what you're going to do, how heavily you're going to lean on players in the portal, how much you're going to rely on that NIL pool of money, and how much you want to get into recruiting maybe a different breed of player than you're used to recruiting out of the high school ranks. And also, you know, the question about schematically, what are you going to do? Do you want to bring all the elements that you have with you from Charleston? I think his answer was understandable when he says, look, I won consistently at Winthrop. I won consistently at Charleston. The system works regardless of the talent level. And we're going up against a better breed of player in the ACC. Sure, we're going to have a better breed of player now here at Louisville, and it's going to work just as well. I like that he made mention of the fact that he and Nate Oates, very similar styles, very similar embracing of analytics, certainly offensively. Their shot charts from that NCAA tournament game where Alabama beat Charleston were nearly identical. And I think that fans are going to be excited about getting that more modern style of offensive basketball. And he said, you know, we practice more defensively than we do offensively, which is – I think that's also of comfort to a fan base that looks at some of those defensive numbers and is like, yeah, if the defense can match the offense, we can be pretty damn good here. Big thank you to Pat Kelsey. I know he's been making the media rounds. We appreciate him spending some time with us. And it worked. Look, the phones worked. We got it going. We're good to go. We've got one more segment for you today. We got to get out of here early to let the Louisville Bats take over at 5:35. So we'll be back after the break, and we'll take some text from you guys. Your reaction to the Pat Kelsey interview here on the Mike Rutherford Show, 1450-96.1, The Big X. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Sin and that's right.